be that change agent, be that leader, build that coalition, because you can make it happen. I certainly know you can. I feel it burning. Hey guys, Jeff here. How are you? Welcome to episode 39 of Publisher Parish FM. Today is Friday, January 22nd, 2016. It's around 8:15 a.m. And we are bursting with energy today because we're literally, you're participating in transformation in action, right? We're taking it to the next level. And let me explain why. So great news, great news. This week, we finally launched the podcast. We're up on iTunes. We're live on iTunes. So of course, all of my calls to action are from this point forward going to be go to iTunes and subscribe. And we'll get into that. But let's take a step back. Let's kind of walk through the journey we've had over this past year. Right around last year, around this time, you know, the goal is transformation, right? We're always striving for transformation. And wanted to transform myself and our business through content. And we know the power of content and the power of illustrating your knowledge and expertise. So reading a lot, you know, an avid podcast consumer. I think I originally started with Mark Maron, the WTF podcast, really, where he's kind of more of a Hollywood guy interviewing a lot, the dark side of comedy. That was cool. Got into a lot of business podcasts, and I had a burning desire to launch a podcast and be a podcaster. Problem is, I didn't know how to do it, and I really didn't know what I wanted to say, right? I conceptually, I feel very strong about sales and marketing alignment, and how content can transform your business, not only your brand, your company, but also transform your individual brand and really, you know, help you rise above. All I knew is that I wanted to elevate the sales profession and drive sales and marketing alignment. Now, another reason to launch a podcast is it's an effective way to communicate with buyers when they're in status quo mode. So they may or may not know they have a problem, but hopefully your content, if you share your knowledge and expertise, kind of gives them a little push, a little nudge out of status quo mode and into problem recognition mode. And that's the whole notion is what can you do? What content can you produce at that upper funnel level, which is purely based upon problem solving and education and entertainment, to get your potential prospects and customers out of status quo mode and into problem recognition mode. So that being said, didn't have a really strong theme, and so we took to YouTube to work out our content, right? Just set up a YouTube channel, started cranking out two-minute videos. We called them two-minute tips at the time. That was last August, even though I had already purchased a podcasting course from the Rainmaker Digital guys, which is great, and podcast, you know, purchased some of the equipment. We took to YouTube and, you know, set up the iPhone and the whole idea is that anyone with passion, commitment, and an iPhone 6 Plus can reach a global audience. And had a lot of fun producing YouTube videos because one of the first videos we produced, the hell with blogging. So salespeople need to elevate themselves through content. Salespeople shouldn't write, right? It's just time consuming. It's time intensive. If it's poor quality writing or there are typos, it's a poor reflection on yourself. But you should use video, right? You should scale your charisma. You should, you know, leverage your strengths. Use video to convey and break through and just build that personal relationship. So that was a lot of fun. We've been producing YouTube videos on a weekly basis since August. And the show has primarily been targeted towards a YouTube channel. And in the true spirit of repurposing, I've simply using the same production schedule, right? Produce on Friday mornings, publish Friday afternoons, and promote the following week. But we're simply just taking the audio file from the video, right, from the MP4, and saving it as an MP3, hosting it on my website, and then uploading it to an RSS feed and getting it on iTunes. So we're double dipping content-wise, and hopefully. That works for you, either you're watching YouTube videos or the same content here is available via iTunes. And we'll continue to, just fulfill this production schedule because really it's fairly simple. It's fairly straightforward. It's not a lot of extra time, but hopefully the reach increases dramatically. Because once again, we're here to transform and elevate the sales profession and transform sales leaders into thought leaders and really emphasize the power of social selling. So the question here is, will this change our production methods? And there's already one small tweak in the production methods. Today I'm shooting this video from my MacBook Air and a more professional microphone. It's right over here to the side. Normally I shoot with an iPhone and a little cheap lavalier mic I got for $20 off of Amazon. Felt like it sounded a little tinny. The audio quality wasn't great for podcasting, so switching up our recording process, but we'll still do a lot of live shots from the office and whatnot. So anyway, that's the quick transformation story. I love the engagement. I hope, hopefully from a video and audio perspective, we'll continue building the great audience and the great collaboration we always have with the audience around, you know, social selling strategies and once again, taking social selling to the next level through content. All right, so let's keep moving on. Just a question for you, Social selling, of course, is the way forward. We all know the volumetric model is dead and that prospecting, non-personal prospecting is becoming offensive, right? And it's just harder to break through. So question, when you get an RFP, you know, we typically have targets, right? We look for, and we pick a company where that aligns with our strengths and that we want to work with. And we, you know, go through a process of trying to connect and build relationships. Question though, how do you handle get an RFP? So we're getting a lot of RFPs lately. They're wonderful. Several each day. And of course the individual's name, the main decision maker can be in the RFP. Or in one RFP, we got an awesome RFP for an enterprise B2B company. The name isn't on the RFP. So do you descend upon the organization and descend upon the contacts who would most likely be sponsoring the RFP on LinkedIn, get your team revved up about it? I'm curious to know your strategy for social selling when you get an RFP. Are the rules of engagement a little different? Do you not want to descend upon and socially surround the target given the RFP nature because it's a little more of a sensitive topic and you want to be respectful and follow the protocols? Or is it, hey, let's shoot the lights out, let's try to win? And literally, you know, with an RFP, we have, once again, this major B2B enterprise, we can probably zero in using LinkedIn Sales Navigator on who the main decision maker and the team, the RFP team is. And you know what, is it a bad idea to have individuals from your company simultaneously or over the series of days hit the LinkedIn profile of these individuals and start to build a little small momentum around liking and sharing and possibly commenting and kind of indirectly or directly showing love just to build that awareness? I think we're going to test it, right? We have two RFPs, one enterprise, one smaller mid-market brand. I think on the mid-market brand, I want to start socially surrounding these decision makers and make it pervasive. In fact, get the whole team involved. And you know, this actually, my former colleague and great pal, Brandon Bernanson, wrote a blog post this week on Pulse, 7 Hacks to Align Marketing and Social Selling, in which he suggests, he basically gives a run through of all the ways in which you can arm members of your organization from a social standpoint to descend upon the prospect and descend upon those contacts and start to give them a little social love. So we're going to experiment, right? We're going to give that a shot. I'm going to try it on the mid-market brand and see how it works. And I'll still be poking around the enterprise brand, but of course that's, the risk is much higher. So, and we definitely want to follow the protocol. So I'll let you know how that works out, but it'll probably be a several month process. So anyway, let's keep moving on to the transformation segment. And as we've discussed over the past several weeks, you know, social selling is the way forward. The prospecting, the volumetric prospecting model is not as effective, or it's ineffective as it once was. But the question is, and last week we talked about managing up, how to get your boss, say someone maybe in their 40s or 50s, how to get them into social selling and realize the value of a social selling approach. Highly relevant, building relationships, highly contextual, lower volume but higher conversion rates. So in that spirit, we are focused on transforming and how we can drive buy-in of a social selling program. And really, this is a leadership opportunity, right? This is a leadership opportunity for you. And you can be a 23-year-old SDR. You can be a 35-year-old director of business development or director of sales. And say you have a VP or a CRO up there that does not believe in the power of social selling. You have to lead the change, right? You have the power. You can transform. You can be the leader in leading change. And there's a great leading change model, fortunately, and it's a leading change model that we follow at Fathom all the time. It's by John P. Cotter, and there's a Harvard Business Review, a great paper about it. But our goal is to transform our sales organization and, of course, drive change forward, and anyone at the organization, regardless of your level, can lead the change. So there's an 8-step process to leading change. And over the next 8 weeks, we're going to walk through each stage, each step, one by one, to really talk about how you, as an individual, can lead change at your organization and really help everyone realize and recognize the power of social selling. So 8 steps. I'll run through the 8 steps here real quick. Step 1, establishing a sense of urgency. Step 2, forming a guiding coalition. Step 3, creating a vision. There's 8, right? Let's just focus on step 1. Let's just dig into step 1 today. Sense of urgency. What's the sense of urgency? Why should sales organizations and marketing organizations embrace social selling? Huge sense of urgency. I can't communicate enough. It's an urgent situation out there. The reason being, email prospecting, emails are easily ignored. Buyers get hundreds of emails every day. It's so easy to hit the delete key. They're just yet another item in the line. There's no value, no way to stand out. So email prospecting is less effective. The buyer is in control. They have access to volumes of information. They basically can search for anything they want. And as we know, you have the CEB stat, anywhere from 57% up to 80% of the buyer's journey is complete before sales is contacted. So there's a lot of information and research happening before sales gets involved, if you follow that logic. So, that's another reason why there's a strong sense of urgency in this world. Another sense of urgency, why social selling is important. Just there's a need to stand out from the competition. And as we talked about last week, are you a superficial salesperson? Are you someone using the same old telephone and email techniques, superficially pitching your product? Or are you someone of great value, someone of great knowledge, someone that can be helpful? You're a teacher, you're a curator. Do you have depth and dimension in your profile? And if you do, the buyer will want to work with you. They'll seek you out because of information overload, because of the volume of information available and how confusing it can be to buyers. They'll seek that advisor, the trusted advisor. They'll seek the Sherpa. And if you can take their hand and walk them through the buying process in a very unbiased way, you'll probably end up seeing that you'll end up winning the deal. If you are that trusted advisor, you are that Sherpa through the process. The other reason, here's another thing for my enterprise sellers out there, as well as startups. Everyone is on a level playing field now from a communication standpoint. Everybody, anyone can build a global audience through YouTube, through podcasting, through video and audio platforms. So the smallest company can have the strongest content strategy and look bigger and better and have a bigger and better digital footprint than, say, an enterprise organization, and they are much more agile. So the playing field from a communication standpoint has been leveled. And it's really incumbent upon everyone to get out there and to drive social selling, to drive relationships, to drive more visibility, and to really illustrate your knowledge and expertise to break through. Because if you are in enterprise sales, watch out. There's a startup coming and they're trying to take your business, and they will, because they can more effectively communicate, and they are very agile, and you have to break through as an individual to compete at that level. So, you know, the sense of urgency, right? So the sense of urgency, the market's changed. We have to change with it. We have to transform. I understand that the if you're an old school sales pro that's crushing it year after year, you may not be motivated to change. You know what? There's just risk in that equation, right? A second reason you might get pushback on measurement, right, and activity. And we all know a lot of sales organizations are run on activity. And volumetric activity is easy to measure, and the number of calls sent, made, and number of emails sent. Social selling isn't as easy to measure, but it is highly effective. And you can set up Salesforce, so you can track social selling as the lead source. So that's not that big of a hurdle. But you know, I would just encourage you to, step one, create that sense of urgency, right? Really get people ramped up, excited about the market, excited about the potential. Show a few success stories. Anyone at any level of the organization can create that sense of urgency, because we're going to get into step two next week, but it's building a coalition. So you're not in this on your own, right? I'm here to help you. You have team members here to help you. But if you start building that coalition and that small group of people to drive and influence change, you can make it happen. So we will get into building a coalition next week, and you're going to follow through on this change management process. So last, we're wrapping it up. We're bringing it on home. We have the podcast recommendation, which is normally this segment. Guess what podcast we're going to recommend today? It's called Publisher Parish FM, and with Jeff Leo Herman, and that's me, right? That's us. That's our program here. So the podcast recommendation for this week and the call to action. And one thing I learned is I need to make stronger calls to action into all of my programs are the same. So please, I hope you can, I would ask you, please go to publishorperish.fm, and on the upper navigation on the left, you'll see podcasts, and click on that podcast navigation and you'll see all the episodes. We have 13 episodes we started with. We uploaded to iTunes, so 13 episodes are available. Click on one on the latest episode. You'll see in the player, there's a subscribe button. So click on that subscribe button. That'll take you to iTunes, and then please subscribe in iTunes. So I would greatly appreciate it. Love the audience, love the feedback, love the dialogue that we always have. We are going to wrap it up. So the call to action and the podcast recommendation are the same. So really appreciate your support, and hopefully go to iTunes through our website and subscribe. All right, that's it. That's a wrap. Hope you all have a great week. Really enjoyed today. I'm glad we're working together to take it to the next level. Be that change agent. Be that leader. Build that coalition, because you can make it happen. I certainly know you can. So as always, I hope we all think like marketers and sell like animals. Bye, everybody.